Zach Osborne.
By the way, I broke some news to you, so you owe me some news.
I want you to know that our friendship, it's not broken, but it needs to be repaired.
I'm sorry that you feel that way about me not telling you who the Motocross of Nations team was, but you found out today, and everything's fine. You're still alive, and
yeah,
I'm still on the team.
Talk about that a little bit. How stoked are you? You've talked about this being really the ultimate pinnacle of your career.
Yeah, for me, it's a huge honor. I'm pumped to go, and I think it's going to be a great experience. I'm pumped to be there with two guys who are excited as I am to have been selected. And for me, like I said in the press conference, it's almost more special than it would be to race here in America, because there in England, like Steve Dixon owns the rights to the race and everything. So, and I have a lot of really, really good friends that I haven't seen in a long time. So I booked the trip to go to England in May.
Osborne.
No. Before I even knew I was going, so now I'm gonna just continue to go a little bit early and do some riding there and try to be prepared.
You're on the big bike or small bike? I get conflicting reports here.
This is why I didn't tell you the other day when you were asking me, are you on MX2 or not? If I told you I was MX2, then you would have been even more out in left field. So I'm MX2.
Right. So Covington's gonna jump up.
Yes.
Okay. Were you thinking about jumping up?
I offered, but
Figured you did.
Roger preferred me to be on the small bike because it's hard to get a start at the Nations on a small bike, and obviously I've battled through mediocre starts all season, so he was more keen with that plan.
This is another Osborne race here today. Not great starts, just speed and fitness, grinding away, catching guys, passing them, making the best in the first moto anyways, and salvaging another good finish.
Yeah, the first moto, I'm not going to lie, like, if there's a track that I'm not comfortable with, it's that first moto track, like hard and slick and not real rough, you know. So to come away with the third was pretty decent. I had some mediocre laps in the middle, but I was able to really turn it up there at the end. And then in the second moto, I mean, it was a big gamble. I mean, that was, you know, that's when it can really, really go wrong for my situation. So to get a fifth and take some good points was really good.
At some point in the second moto, you were the fastest guy on the track. I want to say lap 5 or 6 or something.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? Did you find some lines or something?
No, I mean, just kind of found a little bit of rhythm, and it was just a survival race. I mean, there was so much water on the track that I was really scared about, you know, getting my bike all jacked up. So I was more trying to salvage after I got that start, but I'm really sick of starts, man. Like,
Gone south.
Yeah, well, they haven't really been there all year. I mean, I think I have maybe 2 whole shots the whole season, which would have been Southwick Moto 2 and Hangtown Moto 2, maybe. But I got to get it sorted out. I'm making it hard on myself and coming from behind every weekend. Like, yeah, it's good and shows fitness and whatnot, but at the same time,
threw up after Washougal. Like, that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. That was a hard day. But there I fell. Like, that's a different deal. But yeah, I got to figure it out.
Right. We have something in common. Both represented Team USA at this Motocross of Nations.
Wow. Is that all we have in common?
We're really excited.
And X-Brand.
Yeah. Is that all?
What'd you think of J-Mart winning today and Phil coming back? Almost like J-Mart.
See how Phil did.
12-18.
I mean, the second moto was, you know, whatever, a lottery, but I feel like he can get in the top 10. And J-Mart was pretty good. I mean, first moto, I got kind of close there at the end, but second moto, he pulled the whole shot and was gone. I mean, there's not a lot you can do about that when in those conditions.
We're over here by the Honda truck talking to Gothic. Is this what you're going to ride next year?
No, we're just simply talking off-road and Dakar futures.
You know, ever since you stopped doing that stuff, you're successful. Your success has gone straight to the top, which is what I've always suggested. Stay away from off-road until you're done with this.
Dude, if me and Marty had listened to you like 5 years ago, we would be billionaires.
Marty's killing it.
Marty is killing it. I'm so pumped.
And who wanted him to move up?
I don't know.
You just can't give me any credit. I get it.
I gave you credit for the off-road thing.
Right. All right. Well, hey, 4 motos left in this thing. Nice job. Thanks.
Thank you.